For this week's Peace Bucket, we're joined by Reverend Felicia Parazaida, who co-founder of the Revolution of Love Ministry and Movement. And we actually talked to the Reverend a year ago in August, because she was a speaker, as she's been in the past, at the annual Qatari Peace Conference. And we talked about racism, structural violence, and the peace movement. Reverend Felicia, looking back on a year, has things changed at all?
Well, first of all, hello, Mark. Good to be back. Good to connect with you again. You know, a year later. In some ways, I think we're making progress, and in other ways, it's a daunting process, right? The never-ending struggle to dismantle white supremacy, white supremacy culture. And I want to extend that out to all forms of violence right now, any form of violence. You know, we think of environmental violence, the climate crisis, all of these different kinds of forms of violence. This is the work that has to be done right now. This is urgent work. We have to keep the pressure on and somehow find a way to stay resilient in that process.
Here in the Capital District, we just had a commemoration of Black August, which has gone on, I guess, for many years. But I had not really heard about that, previously. And it commemorates some of the, struggles of the Black Panthers movement. Was Black August something that your group at all addressed?
Actually, no. We weren't aware of that. Revolution of Love is definitely stands with Black Lives Matter, the movement for racial justice and racial equity that is happening and that has been happening for so very long. So though we weren't aware of Black August, we continued it in Los Angeles. The BLM chapter will go out to the Wednesday protest. That's every, it's weekly in the afternoons, and we'll stand with folks there. And we're also involved with Showing Up for Racial Justice, Surge, and their events that they have. Those are some of the things that we focus on. And the work of anti-racism and also amplifying Black voices. And as I said, the struggle for racial equity and justice.
Now, the peace movement certainly, articulates the need to better draw the connections between, the struggle for peace and nonviolence, and then the struggle for, social, racial, economic justice. What are some of the ways that your group, helps try to pull those various movements together?
Yeah, intersectionality is the buzzword right now, and at the same time, it's not a buzzword. It's real, and it's very important to engage all of these things. One of the things that we've just started to do, Mark, at Revolution of Love, since we went really global at the minimum national around the country. Through our because of the pandemic and the Zoom services that we have every week, one of the realizations that we had as a team was that we're at a prime opportunity right now for folks around the country in the U.S. to engage in place-based justice work. And so that is something that we've been posing to people. We've been asking the questions, what keeps you up at night? What are you called to engaging in the way of change making work? So is that doing a nonviolent seminar or webinar? Is that getting involved in work around sex trafficking and how to dismantle that? Environmental justice, economic justice. So we've actually posed those questions to our congregants at Roll, and are currently developing a way to a council, or maybe it's going to be a committee where people will be doing that work. And then we will have report backs as to what people have engaged in.
If people are interested in getting involved with the Revolution of Love Ministry and movement, what are some of the ways they can do that?
Well, we are very active on social media. Again, this pandemic, you know, it sadly, and I say this emphasis on sadly, it afforded us the ability to connect online. Of course, I'm a big believer in the live space and connecting with people. However, it did provide a way to connect around the country. So having said that, social media, Facebook, we have a Facebook group, the Revolution of Love Ministry and Movement Facebook group. We also, people can contact me, Rev Felicia Perezader. And then there's my website, FeliciaPerezader.com. But more importantly, our website for the ministry is going to be revealed in the next couple of weeks. And that's revlove.org, mm-hmm. REVLOVE.org. So there's any number of ways. Those are some ways that people can connect and probably just really think about coming to a service and seeing if people like this and see if they like role, because we are different. We're not like someone said a couple Sundays ago, one of the congregants said, this is not your mama's ministry. we're edgy. And we're for people that probably have been burned by the church. not everyone, but some folks. We're the church for the unchurched.
And, you know, are there particular, you know, ways that you relate, so say, to more of the traditional peace movement?
I'm sorry, say one more time.
Are there ways that your movement, you know, interconnects and works with other parts of the peace movement?
Let's see. Well, I don't know if this is the exact answer. This is something that came to mind. I mean, our roots, the Revolution of Love roots, are based in Kingian nonviolent philosophy. And so with that, everything points back to our elders and our ancestors that were doing this work. People like, you know, Bob Moses just transitioned a couple Sundays ago, you know, one of the architects of the civil rights movement. So that really needs to be named, because what is fettered and what role is grounded in is in fact the peace movement. What people were doing in the 60s, what people engaged in the 60s and going into the 70s. And we have folks from that time that come in, people like John Amadon, founder of the Kateri Peace Conference. So we have folks that are very important in helping guide us and continue to do the work in a holistic way.
So we have about a minute and 45 seconds left. You know, one of the things, you know, looking at some of your background information, you make the connections with the need for healing. So how does the Revolution of Love Ministry and Movement address healing at this point?
Yes. So, you know, the Sunday night service, it is an educational experience. It often raises people's awareness around the violence that we are living in the society and the culture that maybe some people have been normalized to, that they have been desensitized to. And with that, it is also a healing atmosphere, because we recognize that oftentimes people that are peace activists, people like myself, people that are drawn to the peace movement are very tired. A lot of us have been at this for a long time. I've been at this 20 years and I'm only 46, 47 years old. So I can't even imagine how tired people are that are older than me or maybe younger than me. But that's the part that is so important, Mark, is that, again, I said this about resilience. We need to provide people with tools and that healing. And that's one thing that you get at Sunday night service.
Okay. We've been talking with the Reverend Felicia Perezida with the Revolution of Love Ministry and Movement. Once again, if people want to find you on the web or Facebook, how best to do that?
FeliciaPerezader.com, or even go to my page, Rev Felicia Perezader. That would be my profile actually on Facebook. And you can also just Google Revolution of Love Ministry and Movement Facebook group, and you'll find us that way. And that'll be great to connect with the community.
Well, thank you very much. And this has been Mark Dunley for the Hudson Mohawk Radio.